This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Don't let the coronavirus self-quarantine keep you in dental pain. They're open and ready to get you out of pain. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
Baker is trying to sell a new Baker Mayfield. And then again, he's trying to tell you that he's an old Baker Mayfield selling the new Baker Mayfield. And I know I'm kind of confusing you. So Baker, coming into year three, obviously had the great rookie year. Surprised me, actually. Played better than I expected him to. Then in year two, I kind of saw the Baker I was expecting. And so now, year three, it's kind of figuring out which Baker is real. And you can't go, oh, well, they're not giving him enough. He's got more than enough. Offensive line, weapons, all of that. There are no excuses. So here's Baker Mayfield talking about his approach to season three of his career.
I have a different approach to this year. I think it's everybody that has been interviewed in our team has kind of, you know, hit the nail on the head over and over about, you know, it's just time to work. It's time to do our thing instead of talking about it. So this is the first media thing I've done just because there's no need to be talking about it. It's just time to go do it. And right now it's, you know, kind of moving in silence, which is fine with me. That's how I used to do it before getting on a bigger stage. So I'm happy to get back to those roots. And like I said earlier, get back to the fundamentals to where I can accomplish the goals when the season comes around.
So it's how he used to do it before he got on a bigger stage. Well, I saw him at Oklahoma. That's where he was grabbing his nuts while he was talking smack to the other sideline, or when he was planting a flag in midfield, or when he was trying to run away drunk from a police officer. What stage are we talking about there, Baker? Baker is brash. Baker has been Mr. Ballsy his entire life. That he's always been the guy. In fact, I don't believe Baker Mayfield has a shot in hell in succeeding in the NFL or anywhere in college, high school, if he's not brash, if he's not bold and trying to get it out there. Yeah, I know that you walk that fine line that if you don't talk it and walk it at the same time, it makes you look really bad. I get all of that, Baker. And you did a lot of talking before your rookie year, during your rookie year, and after your rookie year, and then you kind of fell on your face in your sophomore year. Now you're headed into your junior year and you want to kind of dial it back, but that's not who you are. That's not who you've ever been. The real question is, can you ball at this level on a consistent basis, or are you a one-trick pony that they kind of figured you out? Because that's what defensive coordinators do in this league. They get you on tape and then they figure you out and then they say, okay, he can't do this. And so a lot of people are going to look at that Titans-Baltimore game and they're going to go, well, they shut down that Baltimore running game and then they made it much harder for the quarterback, Lamar Jackson. So now a lot of people are going to say, well, then let's take the ball away from Lamar in the running game and make him a passer and see if he can beat us. That's going to be the MO now on Lamar. And we're going to find out if he can answer the bell this year as a passer. We know he can run the hell out of the ball, but you can't live that way in the NFL. They're going to break you in half. Well, Baker Mayfield, they knew that you can only roll to one side. They knew what you like to do. And then they figured out, let's take away what he likes to do, and now let's see what he does. And he didn't have a counter to it. Let's take away his first option. Let's see what he's got. He didn't have a counter to it. So now he's got to come back. And he's got to show him that he can go through his progressions. He's got to show him that he can roll out the opposite direction and throw the ball. All of those kind of things. So now Baker has got a, it's a chess game. And defensive coordinators made their move. Now Baker's got to counter these moves. But I'll tell you something. He's got to be himself. And that's who he is. Whether you succeed or you fail, you are going to be Brett Favre. Don't change who you are. okay? And Johnny Manziel failed, but that's who he is. Now, he failed because he can't play at that level. Now we're going to find out. But don't try to tone down your personality. You are who you are. Oh, and one more thing. You didn't fail last year because of your personality. You failed last year because they kind of figured you out. Now you've got a counter. Has nothing to do with what you say. It's more about what you didn't do. Julius 305 in a super chat. Thank you, Julius.
I know that, dude.
Where'd you get this?
Super chat.
Oh, gnarly.
Awesome. Totally awesome.
There you go. Mike, no go zones goes. Cleveland is where QBs go to die. Well, we're going to find out if he can survive now after this offseason.
Sounds like Baker's really confused. He doesn't know who he is, who he wants to be, who he needs to be.
Well, he better figure it out, because if he fails this season, Browns fans are going to let him have it. And obviously he's not going to get a break because he was a top pick in the draft. You know, so we shall see. Listen, he proved me wrong as hell that rookie year. And then the second year, I was like, yeah, no, that's what I expected. So we'll see. Some of us didn't buy Baker, and some of us did. Now we'll see in year three. He'll decide which one's right and which one's wrong, because this is going to be a really important year for Baker Mayfield. He better come through.